From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. As Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans, thousands of inmates remained in the Paris jail. 20 years later, we consider the legacy of that event. In the second report in the series, the Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist speaks with corrections officials about how Katrina changed their thinking and how they care for people in lockups during storms.
Last fall, during Hurricane Francine, winds rattled office windows at the Orleans Jail Administration building. Here's Sheriff Susan Hudson.
Oh, wow. It was these windows were shaking, and it was forcing water through them.
But as the storm arrived, some incarcerated people in a part of the jail prone to floods were already gone, evacuated upstate. It's a contrast with Hurricane Katrina, when thousands of people in custody and deputies didn't evacuate and got stranded in the jail complex back then. A member of Hudson's team, Major Silas Phipps, says the lessons go beyond the sheriff's office.
Katrina has taught us to plan for the worst possible scenario and work back from there.
These days, jail planning means annual meetings, evacuation drills, and making the calls days in advance of significant local storms.
We've evacuated at that point. We have to pull that trigger earlier than everyone else.
Caring for incarcerated people in a hurricane is complicated. Evacuations mean records, family notifications, medications. Seth Smith, an operations chief at Louisiana's Department of Public Safety and Corrections, still remembers what happened after Katrina.
I was a staff member at Angola at the time that was getting large intakes of people being brought in that we knew very little about. They were moved in the heat of an emergency.
Most people didn't have what they needed.
They may have just had the clothes on their back, and the clothes on their back may have been wet.
Decades on, sheriffs submit outlines for how they'd evacuate in storms.
And some of the things we do, I think, is a little bit more preparation on the front end than what historically was done.
That means collecting info about jail populations and pushing partnerships between jails above and below I-10 should they evacuate. But not everyone might be on the move, like Sheriff Craig Weber in Lafourche Parish. He says New Orleans might have had a false sense of security before the storm.
In this particular case, you couldn't fight that water. I mean, New Orleans is below sea level. I mean, it's a bowl, you know.
He was in office back then, and they actually evacuated their old jail during Katrina. But Lafourche Parish's new jail, which opened several years back, is built to withstand a Category 4 storm.
But the Katrina experience led us to make sure that we built a facility to withstand the elements and the challenges that are presented to us in South Louisiana, particularly hurricanes.
During Hurricane Ida, which hit as a 4 in Lafourche Parish, Weber felt it made more sense to keep people in the jail rather than evacuate them. And he says generators held up. Weber says there are challenges to moving a large population.
Because there's only so many places you can send them, and you can't really pick and choose.
And stay or go, experts say there's a question of keeping people in custody in touch with their families. Back in Orleans, Hudson says their own new jail, opened years after Katrina, was also made for a level 4 storm. But the office likely wouldn't take that chance, pointing to concerns about city infrastructure, water, and power. Still, the office restocks up to 3 weeks of food and medications in May.
Like I said, we cannot predict what God is going to do, but we try to stay as informed as possible. And we've already made the call. 2 and above, we're ready to go.
Phipps, the major in the office, says forecasts are getting better, but the changing weather patterns may complicate their tasks.
Rapid intensification is going to create significant challenges, not just for us, but for the state.
That could make a difference, even for people who aren't locked up. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Kat Stromquist.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.